You're listening to the Embracing Grief podcast.
We're your hosts, Trish and Lori, two women on a journey of life after the passing of our spouses.
Our conversations are sparked by experiences and how we are creating the next chapters of our lives with our children, with our careers, and with our grief.
We are sharing real life situations and actions to keep moving forward with honor, belief, and connection to create a sense of community.
You are not alone. We are so grateful you're here. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm so tired.
That's what I was thinking. I'm very, very tired. My sister and I took my mom shopping for Christmas yesterday to help her with getting organized and helping her to just know what to get and what to buy and all of that. So it was good, but I'm tired and I'm supposed to go do it again today with some friends. So right back at it.
Yeah, we celebrated the boys' birthday yesterday. They had a bowling party.
Fun.
It was. And the bowling alley has an arcade. And I went back and forth on, do we do the arcade? Do we not do the arcade? Because, you know, the arcade can sometimes be more emotional management than anything because they have a claw machine. And it's a whole thing. But we did everything. The kids were so tired at the end. Like, my youngest son almost fell asleep on the way home, and it's 10 minutes away. But they had a great time. It was just, there was a lot of, you know, the lights and the noise and the people for me is really draining. But they, you know, they had a great time and their friends came and it was good.
It's good. So this is because his birthday was on the 20th, though, right?
Yeah, one is at the end of November and the other is the beginning of December. So,
Okay. That's why I was confused. Okay.
Yeah, we picked a weekend in the middle to kind of celebrate both of them. So they each invited friends and it was really sweet.
That's awesome. I remember when Barry used to go to, well, we did bowling even just a year or two ago. And so obviously a little bit older than your boys, but yeah, they always end up in the arcade. And I mean, mine's a little bit older, so it's kind of like, but when they're a little bit younger, I just remember all the craziness of bowling. Somebody wants to reach their hand down in the thing and all of the parental emotion around that. And then do you put the bumpers on? Do you not put the bumpers on? How does that impact their competitiveness that they have against other kids? And yes, it can be emotionally charged, but they run around and have so much fun.
Yeah. So the older boys did really, really well. And we put the bumpers up because they wanted them up. They aren't kids who bowl a lot. So
yeah,
we put the bumpers up. But the younger kids, it was like a little more difficult, a little more management. And then the bowling alley was packed yesterday. It was raining and there were like four parties. So like at one point our bumper got knocked down and then a ball got caught in the lane in the gutter. And then we waited for a worker to come and fix it. And then they came and they moved the ball, but they didn't put the bumper back up. So then I was like, can somebody come? So that was the most frustrating part of the whole thing. Because the kids didn't really want to, you know, the younger ones were like, I just want a bowl. Is it my turn?
I just want a bowl. Why are we sitting here waiting, right?
But honestly, the best part of the whole thing is that I got to see the kids that my children choose to hang out with. And I got to interact with parents that I hadn't met before. And it was really, really great to meet just really positive, supportive parents who were just kind. And, you know, their kids have the same challenges that my kids do, but ultimately they're kind and cheering each other on. And that was probably the best part of the whole party for me.
And it's great because you haven't really done a lot of that, right?
Yeah, no. Because we don't, they don't typically invite friends from school to things. It's usually just, you know, our neighborhood friends or, you know, people that we know outside of school. And so this year they invited kids from school that they wanted to come. And it was, the reason why we have it has nothing to do with their friends at school. It has to do with me not wanting to manage the awkwardness of, you know, meeting people at the birthday party. And this year it was just in a different space. And, you know, they really like their friends at school. So I was like, yeah, let's do that. And I was, you know, you never know what kind of parents you're going to, if they're going to be like judgy, you know, whatever parents, that puts me in a whole different headspace for the day. But I was okay with it this year. I'm like, I feel like I'm a different person this year. I feel like I can handle it. And then all of the parents ended up being amazing. So that was really,
that is then, well, that should give you more confidence and courage to do more stuff.
Yeah. And I think the other thing that's different is I've been able to go in and volunteer at this school a few times. And so right. I've met the kids and know the kids a little bit. So I think that was a big, big part of that. Yeah. So overall, it was great. How was your, do you have your tree up?
We do have our tree up. We do. My big boys didn't come home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thanksgiving, one of them ended up with COVID. And the other one, I think I mentioned, or maybe haven't mentioned, is that they had a fire at their manufacturing plant that they own. And so they're really kind of in the throes of trying to figure out what, I mean, it had happened about 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, but, you know, it just takes time that's their livelihood, trying to figure out how to get things back on track. So hopefully we'll get to, I was just thinking about that this morning. Hopefully we'll get to have them come down for or up for Christmas. So we're kind of tentatively planning on that. But that's actually one of the things on my list this week is just to see if for sure that that's going to, it could be, you know, it could be really nice if that happens. But normally we bail out at Christmas time and we go skiing or something. And Bear really didn't want to go anywhere this year for Christmas. So, and I had my hip surgery. So on Friday, I was a little bit bummed because they were supposed to be coming. But, you know, life happens. And so I just, what I say to somebody, I said, so I just had my own little sparkle, put on some goofy art shows and Christmas music, and Bear helped me drag the Christmas tree out of the basement, which was kind of funny because he was like, I knew he was not going to be like, you know, that's not the first thing they pop out of bed to do as a teenager, so to help you drag a Christmas tree out of the basement. So I waited a while and then I asked him, hey, would you mind? And he helps me drag it up the steps. Actually, he dragged it up the steps and he's like, it wasn't as heavy as I remember it being because last year we didn't put one up because we were remodeling. We just had a little like Charlie Brown tree. And so it had really been like 2 years. And I go, that's because you've gotten a lot bigger and a lot stronger. And anyway, you know, as they get older, they're not as interested in helping with the tree as much either. So, but it was so funny because I was putting stuff on and then he'd like buzz bomb. And he's like, well, what ornaments are you putting on? I'm like, well, you want to put some on? No, I don't want to do that. That's, you know, for your little kids. And so then I put stuff on. One of my favorite things is that we have ornaments from all the places we've traveled to. So that's one of the things we pick up ornaments from either a vacation or, you know, side trip or something. And then we've got the two of his best friends he was growing up with from preschool. Their moms are really, really good about us like switching back and forth ornaments. So we'll take a picture of us all being together. And then somehow that ends up on an ornament. And so we have all these ornaments over the years of the boys together and moms together. And so those made me smile, just seeing all those memories and putting all those memories up. And they've been you know, they've been there through the good and the bad, the ugly. So it's been, it's great to see those memories that we've created through all the tumultuous times that we've had. So it's been, so that was good to put that up. And then he still bombs it occasionally. He'll go over there and look at it, act like he's not interested. And, oh, this ornament was from kindergarten. Oh, that was the ornament from preschool. Oh, that was that trip or whatever. So we've got, we used to always say there was this house that in the town that we used to live in, that this lady had so much stuff outside, depending on what it was. And so it might be Valentine's Day. I'm like, oh my gosh, look, I said Cupid puked on that house. And then, or, you know, St. Patrick's Day. Looks like St. Pat's been there. And then we'd like, oh, the Christmas elf has puked there. They've got so much stuff. So the Christmas elf has been here. We have stuff sitting around and decorated. So it's kind of nice to see that. I always think the house is so lonely afterwards, though, because it's always chock full of decorations in the meantime. But and then, you know, just getting ready for Christmas and buying gifts and stuff like that. Kind of been busy.
Yeah, it's been really busy. We did go to Busch Gardens for Thanksgiving, and it was awesome. I'm so glad that's what we did. I was able to, you know, go back to Monday not feeling exhausted. Like, I was able to have a productive week. And then, of course, we had the birthday party this weekend. So I knew that was going to be tiring. But yeah, that was such a good choice. And then on Friday, I made just some food here. Everybody picked something they wanted. I made pumpkin pie from pumpkin, like from a pumpkin. I'd never done that before. It was probably the best pie I've ever made. Amazing. We went on Max. My oldest son went on roller coasters. There were no lines, really. Nice. I mean, there was a line, but it was like a 5-minute wait. You know, it wasn't anything crazy. So it made it a lot nicer. And he went on roller coasters by himself. Yeah, we took my youngest son. All three of us went on one roller coaster, and I really wasn't. I don't think this is a good idea. He really wanted to go. He was pumped. His brother was pumped, and I was like, "All right,
here we go.
I'm gonna support you, okay?" And I sat behind them, and the whole time I'm like, "You're safe. You're safe. You're not gonna fall out. You're not gonna. You're safe." And he was crying. I was actually really, really proud of him because it didn't ruin the day. Like, so he got off the roller coaster, he had his feelings, and he was still able to go on rides.
Cool. That's good.
Yeah, I was impressed. And he talked through, that was really scary. I thought I was going to die. But then I heard you, mommy. And I was like, it'll be over soon. Yeah. So it was a quick ride. But at least there was that. But we had also had a talk before going on the roller coaster that, you know, when you're on, these are
some things
that you might, you know, be feeling, right? And we can't take you off, but it won't be a very long ride. And then they got to have, you know, pretzels and cinnamon sticks and
all the junky
good
stuff.
They didn't have churros, but they were similar.
All right.
Yeah. So, and then they won like a stuffed animal at one of the games. So it was a good day. And we had lots of fun and there was lots to do. And there were people, but there weren't a lot of people. Christmas Town was up, so all the decorations were and lights were on. So that was really
awesome.
Special. And I asked, you know, if they wanted to go through the building and see Santa. And my youngest son was like, you know, that's kind of creepy. Like, Santa in real life is kind of creepy.
This makes me.
Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, we don't have to go. It's fine. They were funny.
We're in that middle of the conversation right now. Do you have little ears around?
No.
So if you can tell he's, you know, getting older about, you know, religion. He grew up in a Catholic school, and so he's questioning a lot of religion right now. And then of course he goes, why is this whole big thing about Santa anyway? Why do you guys believe in Santa, and why do we do Santa? We all know it's not real. And so we've had to be having those kinds of conversations about, you know, sometimes it's about just the belief and the magical of the season and giving to others and giving gifts and doing things for others. And then also he's pretty well read / traveled. And so I said, and plus the thing you need to think about is that even if you don't want to believe in Jesus, there's probably some kind of universe or special spirit out there that most countries have believed in. And I said, whether it's Buddhism or Hindi or Muslim or, you know, Judaism, or I always mess that word up, but Jewish religion, I said, they've all had similarities. They all, like, we have the rosary. Many of them have beads of other sorts. They have prophets. We, you know, there's been Jesus. So it's been a very interesting season of, as he develops as an adult, of questioning and learning about other cultures and religions. And so, and, you know, as an adult of that and the Christmas season, he's kind of like just being very real and questioning. And so it's been some interesting dialogue, but they've been very spotty. You know, as a teenager, it's very spotty dialogue. I don't necessarily get long sessions with them to have these conversations.
It's similar for us too. I mean, my children, it's always been we've always discussed religion, discussed universal spirituality, but they have not been raised in a religion. So I'll get random questions just from things that they've heard. Actually, lately, there's been a lot of questions about Jesus. I think both of them have friends who go to church regularly. Uh-huh. And so it's like, okay, well, you know, Catholics, you know, this is what goes on, and, you know, Protestants, this is what goes on, and, you know, here's similarities, and here's differences. And it's like, do you have any other questions? No, we're good. Okay. And then a couple weeks later, like, another question will arise.
Comes up again.
2 days in a row, there were car accidents on the main street that we drive on.
Uh-huh.
And my youngest son was like, why would God do that? Why would God have car accidents? And it was just this, like, first of all, why are you thinking about God? But also, yeah, that's a good question. What do you think?
Yeah.
What are some possible answers?
Yeah.
And that was a short question, because I think he just really wanted to be like, why does this all have to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's a very good question. People go their whole lives asking questions like that and never getting answers.
Me included. Oh, so it's, yeah. And there's no book on it for us. So you just, I mean, there's lots of books, but not for each child. They're all different.
But I appreciate that my grandfather, I don't know if I've talked about this. I think I have. He was one of 17 children.
My grandfather.
Yes. And they, of course, didn't have any money. A lot of times they were hunting or fishing for literally for their dinner.
Wow.
And so he grew up very, very poor. Later, he was in the Navy. And then he worked in the mines. And he was always just very salt of the earth, just extremely grounded man. Always with a sense of humor and just optimism and very, very funny. And he would always say, you know, everybody needs something to believe in. Everybody needs hope. And so, you know, there's power in hope and magic. He was always telling stories. And so anytime I think of the Santa conversation, that's my go-to answer. Everybody needs to believe in something. There's power in hope and magic. And it's the time of year where we all can participate in some of that belief.
Yeah, I think it's well, you think about it for us, even as we get through, we got through the month of November.
And we survived. Congratulations. I know.
So we got through the month of November. And how do we do that? You know, how do we get to where we are right now? So in some way, we had this belief in us that something good was possible that could come out of such a difficult situation. And so I think if that had not been instilled in us, whether it's from your grandfather or it's from my dad or my family, whatever, maybe you wouldn't even try.
Yes.
Maybe you wouldn't even try to see that there's a good on the other side of it. The other side is. And so, not to bring it full circle, but I think that that's where you and I have been with this. And that's why we, you know, kind of connected, or we did connect, was just because we had this belief that there was something bigger and better, or at least opportunity to still grow. It didn't just stop. But we had this belief. And so I do think that for kids, it maybe does start when they're really young. It's this childlike hope or belief that we instill in them, whether it's, you know, St. Nicholas or it's Santa Claus or whatever the religion is. There's this hope or this religious season of hope that most religions do have that they celebrate. And I think without it, we are kind of like lost people, because the people that don't have some kind of hope or they don't have some kind of belief that there is something more, I think you can get really in a very low place.
Absolutely. I mean, I can get in a low place with that belief.
So, yeah.
So I can't imagine what I'm going to be like without it.
Right.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, you know, part of that belief and part of that understanding for me is what helps me make the choices during these months, you know, belief that the holidays don't have to be terrible forever, and what does make them more magical, what does make them better. And if it's staying at home for a quiet morning, stay at home for a quiet morning. And if it's being around lots and lots of family, go be around lots and lots of family.
I like your question there. I think that's actually maybe a good journal prompt when we do close out our call today is, you know, what does make it magical for you? What makes you believe in going forward? And sometimes it's just the belief in what you had as a child, and you want a little piece of that. And that's what you bring forward as an adult. It's what do you, because that's what we have to show. We don't have to, but I want to show the kids that we can do that. And that we can have these.
I lost you again. I can hear you.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
I don't know. I apologize for that. They've been redoing our internet in the area, and we've been having terrible, terrible connection.
No, that's fine. I think I got most of that. I like that journal prompt. It's probably something I'm actually right about.
Yeah, I mean, it gave me pause to think too. I'm glad you said it, because, you know, what makes it magical? Is it sit around watching a Christmas show? Is it doing a puzzle together? Is it going to look at lights and you're driving around in your car? All of that.
Yeah. We need to do that. Last year we waited until I want to say it was the 23rd of December to go see lights on the lake. And it took us 2 hours to get home for a 15 minute drive because the line was so long.
Long.
Yeah. It was insane. So I need to plan ahead and do that earlier this year. So I'm glad you said, I'm glad we're having this discussion.
We usually, and it would happen a lot of times very organically with Bear, pick him up from school and maybe we had somewhere we had to go, and then it gets so dark so early that it would be like, hey, you want to just drive around and go look at the lights? And then we would. We haven't done a lot of that lately. Well, one, because it wasn't the season, but also I couldn't drive. So now I can drive. So, you know, things, so it's kind of, there's just a lot of change going on right now too. So yeah, but I think it's things like that. We're making cookies or, yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. So
I think that's my homework. I think that's my homework is each of us pick two things in our family, pick two things to choose to do between now and then to keep our spirit alive a little bit. I love that.
I have something to share. So what is it? What makes Christmas magical? Or the holiday?
Mm-hmm.
I had something I wanted to share with you. I was reading this morning. I didn't get through all of my journal this morning. When I went through my hip surgery, I got very distracted and not doing that as much as I should have. So I kind of just got myself back on my bandwagon. And I also usually read some quotes. And then I'm getting to the fact back to reading in the morning. I fall asleep at night. I'm usually so tired. I just fall asleep. So I'm getting back into have a book, read. And even if it's only, you know, 3 to 10 pages, at least I'm reading and I get through it. And it's a sense of progress. It sounds really crazy that it's that minimal. But anyway, but this one I read, it was in that Book of Awakening by Mark Nepo. And it was this one on, it was a couple of cool things. One was on December 1. And it said this one, it was like, I no more failed in my desire to be, and he was talking about being a basketball player than dream.
Hang on. I'm going to turn off my video. Can you start that over?
Oh, sure. So I was reading in this book, Mark Nepo, it's the Book of Awakening. And it was this really cool quote. And he was talking about all the things he wanted to be as he grew up. That's just the precursor of me telling you this. And he was wanting to be a big basketball player. He wanted to be this, you know, also this amazing poet. Well, he's become a writer. Anyway, one of the comments he made in there is, I no more failed in my desire to be a basketball player than the cocoon fails the butterfly, though the form of the dream was painful to lose. And then he goes on, the last was, living up to a dream is rarely as important as entering it for all it has to teach. And I just thought that kind of in this whole thing of us talking about belief and everything, it's this, we get kind of caught up in the who we were supposed to marry or the life we're supposed to live or all of that. But the reality is the lessons along the way that we're supposed to learn and be taught is more important than the actual dream. So I love that. And then this other one that I thought was really cool was, and it has to do right now, it was in December 3rd on here. And it says, it was talking about hospitality. And it was talking about the fact, this is the hospitality of relationship. For family to help us manifest who we are in the world, for friends to bring us to thresholds of realness, for loved ones to encourage us to cross barriers of our own making in moments of full aliveness. And then the final thing I thought was good, it says, often the purpose of love is for others to guide us without expectations or interference as far as they can go so that we might begin. So I just really like those they spoke to me for just whether we're you know, in challenging times, and we've got to just start. There's people around you all the time that are there to help you, kind of like in your bowling thing. I mean, you're really hesitant, but those people are in your life to help you move forward. And they may be there for the experience, or they may be there for a lifetime, but you don't know. But at least you're believing enough, and you're courageous enough right now. You're walking through that threshold.
I love that. Thank you, Trish.
Use some of that myself. Some of that I share with you, but I share that spoke to me was because many times we doubt ourselves, or we get in this sense of what things are supposed to be. And sometimes it's just being and doing versus thinking what we should be doing or what we should be being.
Yeah, those shoulds get in the way sometimes of enjoying what is.
Right.
Well, Trish, thank you so much. I have homework to do, and I always appreciate our talks together and how they move us both forward.
Yeah, I do too. And I think it gives us perspective. It helps us each have perspective so we don't feel like we're alone and, oh yeah, I need to do that. Or, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Or yeah, thank you for just giving me that thought or reinforcing a thought of how we're feeling.
Yeah, and I want to make sure that I have that conversation with my kids, because I mean, that's how we find our new traditions and find what works now. It's by having those conversations of, you know, what do you want to do? What did we do last year that made you feel special? What do we want to create this year that might work as well or better?
I think you're really good at that, Lori. I mean, I think you're really good at having the conversation with your kids. I mean, sometimes it's not so obvious to me just to have that conversation. Sometimes I feel like I've got to build it on my own, or I got to come up with it on my own. And so I really love the fact that in your parenting style, that you, even though they're young, you know, little ones, right? You look to them for, what do you guys want to do? Or how do you want to feel? Or what makes Christmas fun for you? Or the holidays fun for you? What were your memories that we want to continue, or the things that we want to start? And I love that perspective that you bring to it, because they're very much a part of what you're going to take forward.
They're also, you know, the people that I talk to the most. I just happen to have the most conversations with them. But I appreciate that, Trish. Thanks. And for everyone who's listening today, we really appreciate you showing up for yourselves, and hopeful that what we have to say is helpful to you.
Yes, indeed. And it's a good season just to reflect and to do that. Hopefully people can slow down a little bit and appreciate the time that they have together with friends and family.
Yeah, there's no right way to do it.
Nope.
There's no should. There's no, it's just about allowing yourself to create what you have in your capacity as well. But we look forward to sharing with you again.